Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter. This is Season 2, Episode 8, Fresh. Hey guys, what's up? I was going away for a short time, but never a long time. You cannot kill the kingdom that I'm building and creating. You will not break my soul, like Beyonce says. Hey guys, what's going on? Whores, sluts, escort, bitches, side niggas, side hoes, computer programmers, animation creators, I mean, bacon eaters, everything. I was away for a while, just refreshing my spirit and my soul and my mind, and I'm back better than ever. I gave up the weed, gave up the alcohol, gave up the niggas, psych. But currently I am giving up the niggas because they will completely just deter my recovery and jeopardize my sobriety. And I cannot have that. I'm at a undisclosed location, safe and sound. I left where I was living because that's a trigger for me. So I'm in a new place, a safe place, and I'm happy. Now, I'll bite to that. I guess I just want to pretty much talk about, you know, we're in a new year, 2023, my last podcast. I pretty much just talked about goals that I had for the new year, getting sober, getting happy, getting a closer relationship with God, because honestly, I mean, I completely pushed him out of my life, and it was a mess, and it was rough, and it was hard, and honestly, I didn't start using till I was 27, because, you know, you always hear your parents say, don't drink, don't do drugs, and I've always been afraid of them. You know, I started smoking weed at 21 every day at 24, but it was cute. It was like 2 or 3 blunts a day. It wasn't that serious. And then I guess you can just say life happened. COVID happened and I was working and I had lost my job. And honestly, I just abused the system and I wanted to live life like a rock star. I really wanted to be a rock star, not on the TV kind. And I just checked completely out on life. I've never checked out like this before. I've been depressed, you know, losing my mom at 21, other family members, and, you know, living out in LA at 20, 21, 22 on my own and stuff like that. But I guess when you use alcohol or any type of mind altering substance, you just feel your emotions 20 times harder. And at 27, I really just checked the fuck out. Like, it was a wreck. But I'm only keeping my circle very, very small. I'm only talking to, you know, my 3 best friends, maybe an associate or two. But I'm just not fucking with nobody till maybe, like, the summertime. Like, don't ask me where I'm at. I'm not gonna fucking tell you. Ops. And I just want to be happy and free. I may have to cut off one other person. You know, if they keep on jeopardizing my recovery, jeopardizing my sobriety. And, you know, whoever wants to go can go as well. I'm happy. You know, it's going to take a long time to rebuild what I've lost. But day by day, I'm very spirited. I'm going to like 2 fucking AA meetings a day, and I just want to be happy. Like, I genuinely do. And even today was trying. Like, my recovery was jeopardized, but God. And I refuse to pick up alcohol again, and I just want to be honest with myself and happy. And this podcast episode is entitled Fresh. So what's fresh to you? What's fresh to you in 2023? Like, how are you guys feeling? I mean, a lot of my woes, you know, are going through a hard time. We all are. And Life is just hard. I think I want to do another poem like I did last time. But yeah, life is not a joke. It's not a game. Open communication is key. I learned that the hard way. Because I be behind on shit and don't even got to be behind on shit. And so I just want to be happy and to find a love that's mine. It will be so sweet. How can I love somebody else if I can't love myself enough to know when it's time? Time to let go. Oh, 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 oh. But yeah, fresh start, fresh place, fresh everything. I am going to get me a car soon and stop Ubering every fucking where because that's toxic. And just fly in the wind, you know, save my money this time. Don't spend it all up on weed and drugs and alcohol. It's just not worth it. It's really, really not. I don't even know why I'm talking like this. Well, I know why I'm talking like this, but I'm just in a fresh mindset and I want to be happy. And I've literally been drunk and high on every episode that I've ever recorded because for me, it was just a way to talk. But it's crazy. I actually feel the same way I did when I was high and drunk as far as me being able to let everything flow out naturally and stuff. And so it just means like I never even had to use to do the podcast. I would literally walk to the liquor store at 8 o'clock in the morning or 8:30 because I didn't want them to think I was a bum. And, you know, they already knew what I had. Well, knew what I wanted. Parmesan, the pint. And, you know, take a few shots on the way home. And, you know, get my music ready. Watch the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial or whatnot. And just get on this podcast. And I was listening to this podcast a couple of weeks ago. And it was one episode I did, Battling Addiction. And me and this guy was listening to it. And he was like, wow, you were in a really dark place. And I was like, darker than I thought. Completely darker than I thought. And I've been vaping now, which I'm gonna probably have to stop that soon, but it does give you a nice hair rush. I'll be like, party. But I'm happy to be sober. I'm glad that I can be open with you guys. I've been getting so many plays and stuff now. Like, I get to make money off this. So that's a blessing, especially for the ops who I know are listening and commenting and talking to my friends and telling them stuff. Thank you, ops. You're putting money into my pocket. God bless you. So, yeah. Fresh. A fresh start. A new beginning. A new life. A new dawn. I thought God had left me, but he didn't. He was holding me. He was teaching me. He wanted me to open my eyes. I was blind, but I unveiled. I prevailed. I'm strong. I'm black. I am gay, and I'm beautiful. I love myself. I thought I didn't love myself, but I do love myself. I just forgot that I did. A fresh start, a fresh start. There is no bigger freedom than the freedom you have within yourself. I love myself. This disease will not deter me. I will fight it. I will obey. I will prevail. Fresh. Okay, I'm irritated because I just did like a whole segment and then my timer went off. And so I fucking have to restate everything that I just fucking said. God. Anyway, what I said was, it wouldn't be me if I was a little toxic on here. You know, it just wouldn't be me. And, you know, I kind of miss this one nigga that I was dealing with. And when I was recovering, I was really mad at him, but I forgave him. And I hope that he does forgive me. It was the one I wrote the poem about on here. It was like lost, hurt, just extra as fuck. And like if he would knock on my door right now, I probably would open it. I just would want to kiss him on the cheek, honestly, and tell him that I'm sorry. Because I really do love him. I've never loved a man before. I've never been in love, and I'm not in love with him. But I care about him deeply. And I saw him on Grindr yesterday, and I blocked him because I know he'd be a trigger. And he probably ain't got shit to say to me, but fuck you, die slow, all that shit. You know, Aries don't forgive. They hold grudges. And I learned in my recovery that grudges decay your mind. Somebody said that beautifully, and it's so true because I remember when I used to hold grudges and how your life is just so affected. I suppose I held grudges the year and 10 months that I was using because, you know, that's what kept me going and using. But, I mean, I do miss him. And I don't think we should ever be friends because I would consider him an addict. And that can trigger my recovery. I refuse to fucking relapse. I have to be a millionaire by 35 and I have a lot of fucking catching up to do. And I'm not going to be doing word of the day. I mean, not a song of the day and who inspired me for the week because I really want to do something new on this podcast. I really want to do a new podcast. Who do I want to go to bed with? So I'll come up with some new stuff. I hope you guys enjoyed the poem. I'm really pissed my last segment didn't record because it was actually kind of good. But I'm tired. But let me see what else toxic thing I can think of right quick. Oh, yeah, what I was going to say is for that nigga to forgive me, I would have to open up his ass cheeks, eat it, lick it, fuck it good, fuck it down, fucking get a sex room, buy him fucking Louis Prada, Balenciaga, Felicia Rashad, Bill Cosby, everything in between. But, I mean, he was beautiful. He was beautiful. He is beautiful. And when people aren't willing to do the work on themselves, they stay in that hurt and they look for people to heal them and help them. And for me, I was in my mess, as somebody would say. And so, you know, I can feed you jewels and feed you all types of things, but if you watching me say all this Oprah shit with a bottle in my hand, you're not going to receive it the same way as somebody sober and saying, look here, Mr. A, you need to get it together. And this person was always around in my darkest times. And I thought that that meant something. But I think, honestly, he was kind of preying on my downfall. And I don't think he wanted to see me suffer. But it gave him some type of validation because I'm fucked up. You're fucked up. We all fucked up. And I'm fucking up your life because I'm so fucked up. So there was no genuine camaraderie. You feel me? And so, having said that, I mean, I miss the way he smelled. I miss the way he would hug me. He gave the best hugs. We slow danced once. I was drunk, of course. And it was beautifully toxic and tragic because we don't love each other. I just realized that. Fuck you. No, I'm just playing. But moving forward, I will have no one in my life that does not benefit me. ... I could go into that more. But you have to benefit me. And I'm rebuilding my spirit, myself, my finances, my plate. And this time I want it to be China and platinum. At first it was just some shit you get at Walmart. And I cannot have anyone jeopardize my sobriety. No one. I love you guys. Tell me what you want me to talk about. I would love to get your input. My followers, my listeners, I love you so much. Thanks for rocking out with me these past, year and some change. I mean, I've literally documented my addiction on here. I can't wait to release this art book. There is a book coming soon. Thank you, HarperCollins. There's a book coming soon. They're not really publishing it. I'm just joking because I do not want them to hit this shit and then send me a fucking gag order or some shit. a cease and desist, but there is a book coming soon. And I just want to lay it all out there. I mean, clearly you guys know the type of shit that I be on. And so, I mean, I'm just so grateful and I just want to be happy. And it's going to be one day at a time. But the beauty in that is that you get to learn and grow so much. And they said I will be tested. I didn't think so damn quick, but whoo, am I being tested? And you just have to know, just for today, I will not pick up. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck.